I've been thinking a lot about why boys like you always come too soon. And it occurred to me that that is exactly why. Because deep down, in the core of your sexuality, you're still a boy. I'm sure you can remember how it was. How you got turned on by the smallest things. A little hint of cleavage. Or a skirt too short. There were those feelings of anxiety over the possibility of a surprise erection at the most inopportune times. Or even that first time you were lucky enough to get a girl alone. You were terrified of coming in your pants before you even got them off. There's a ton of will I, won't I going on. Being with a beautiful woman is a little bit similar to going into transfer wine. Sometimes we get so focused on the end game of what's going to happen that it's easy to stress over whether you're going deep into hypnotic trance, just as it is to focus on whether or not you're going to come too soon. But you don't have to stress about anything at all right now. Because there are two things I can assure you of. One, you'll easily slip down into a dreamy, deep state of hypnosis for me. And two, you'll definitely come too soon. Since you already know what is going to happen, you don't have anything to worry about. The only thing you want to do is just listen and focus on my voice as I massage that boy brain of yours deep down into hypnotic trance. It's such an easy thing to do if you just follow directions. I'll make it so easy for that weak boy brain. Now just lie still for me. And let those eyes remain closed. I know how anxious a boy can be when you're alone with a sexy woman. So I'm going to help you to relax so your descent into trance can be effortless. Go ahead and get as comfortable as you think you can be. Let your limbs lie in neutral positions. No tensing or awkward angles. Almost as if you were simply floating on a cloud. Easy and effortless. Just relax for me now. As you relax, I'd like to draw your attention to your breathing. You are probably already breathing a bit slower than when we began, and that's a good start. But I'd like to show you how to really let go with each and every breath. It's something you hear all the time in hypnosis, to go deeper down with every breath. But I'd like to help you to give that new meaning. So in a moment, we're going to take a deep breath together. And what I'd like you to do as you inhale slowly is fill those lungs with a full deep breath and allow your body to be pulled up off the surface naturally, almost like a swelling wave getting ready to crest. And as you exhale, just allow that wave to crash as you push every last bit of air out of your body. Every last bit. And focus on nothing else but the way your body feels as it rises up and falls down. Simple enough, right? Let's take that breath now, boy. Draw the air slowly into your lungs as your body rises up and your spine lifts as your chest expands and the wave reaches a breaking point. Now slowly let the wave crest as you begin to exhale almost twice as slow. Body relaxing deep down into the surface as the wave comes crashing down. So good and relaxing to just let everything go. Every little bit of air. And even from this first deep breath, it's easy to see how simple it is to let go. Another breath with me now as I count up to 7. Oh, so slowly up from 1, 2, 3. Rise up to 4, 5, 6. Cresting at 7. And come crashing down with 7, 6, and 5. Trickling into relaxation with 4, 3, 2, and 1. Good boy. That's easy to feel, isn't it? Rising up as you inhale and crashing down as you let go with each and every exhale. Every breath can feel this good. And every breath, no matter how long or how short, can take you deeper into relaxation. Even the shorter breath we're going to take right now. Fill your lungs for me with 1, 2, 3, and 4. Sinking deep with 4, 3, 2, 1. So easy to do. So natural now. Just continue to breathe into relaxation for me. Every breath focusing on the feel. In and out, slowly sinking down. And as you continue to focus on that easy, deep breathing, you may begin to notice other things. Like how time is already beginning to slow down. How the time you spend focusing on the rise and fall of deepening relaxation makes time almost insignificant. All the time in the world to keep sinking deeper for me. Rising and falling to the ebb and flow of my soothing voice. You may also begin to notice that when you focus so keenly on one thing, it is difficult to have much room to think about other things. If you just focus on doing what I've asked, controlling your deep breathing, you may not have time or even inclination to think of how quickly or how slowly you're drifting deeper into hypnosis with each and every passing moment. And that's okay. You're just doing what you've been asked to do, knowing that I will do the rest. As your conscious mind channels its energies into the deep, relaxing rise and fall of your breathing, it allows me a moment to remind your subconscious mind to find itself opening up to the delicious, suggestible state of trance. You don't even have to actively listen to a single word I say, as long as you are doing your part. The only thing you have to do is simply breathe. Some shorter, some longer, all of them so deep and relaxing. Occupy that waking mind with the pleasure of your relaxation. Your subconscious is paying close attention to my words as you continue to sink deeper down. I wonder if your waking mind is even paying attention to how close your subconscious follows my every word. As your body sinks deeper into relaxation with every breath, can you notice how it doesn't really matter anymore? Your resolve easily weakens just as easily as you sink, as the waves rise and fall, sinking sometimes slowly and sometimes rapidly. Each and every exhale brings you gently crashing down. Slow and easy, trickling down. And as you do, your mind weakens just as rapidly as you go deeper. Thoughts disappearing, the world slowing down, deeper down. Everything is just a bit darker than before, as you're swallowed into the blissful void of mindlessness. Your own thoughts hardly seem important. It's just so much easier to let me take care of your subconscious, as you just continue to effortlessly drift down into trance. Even your conscious mind is becoming too tired to pay attention. And you can already feel that happening. Your waking mind is so fatigued from paying such close attention to your breathing. Your waking mind just wants to rest. It just wants to sleep. And it will very, very soon. Soon the simple snap of my fingers and command to sleep will let your conscious mind know that it can finally rest and just float off and away. Then every deepening breath will just continue to take you deeper down into trance. Nothing to do on your part. Everything will just become rather automatic. Nothing to think about, nothing to focus on. Just pure relaxation. I know that your conscious mind is so weak, and you just want to let go and allow your subconscious to take over and continue to travel down even deeper with me. It just makes sense that you want to sleep, especially when you've exhausted your waking mind following these simple directions. And it would be easier to just let go and sleep. Sleep now, Fortessa boy. Let go and sleep. Release your waking mind. Everything will continue on its natural course of descent, as your conscious mind quiets and simply fades away into the distance. Gently, deeply, sleep, Fortessa, now. The wonderful thing about opening up your subconscious under hypnosis is that your mind easily accesses the same tools as it does while you sleep. Just as you feel, taste, touch, and smell in your dreams, the same vibrancy happens in trance. And the deeper down you go, the more vivid the experience. And the more vivid the experience, the deeper you'll want to go. Your waking mind is only a hindrance. and it just makes sense that you'd easily dismiss it for right now. It's so much easier to just sleep. Breathing deeper into trance with every inhale and every exhale. Doesn't it feel so nice now that it's just you and I alone? You just sinking deeper, and my words just sink into your boy brain. No interruptions, just you and I. And that does make me wonder, and I suppose you might be wondering too, just what would happen alone with a girl like me?
You come too
soon. I'm sure on some level, you could fantasize of being like real men and lasting for hours before you came. But we both know what will happen. The moment you start to worry about coming too soon, it will only become an inevitability. Once that little seed gets planted in your mind, it just grows so fast that you can't help yourself. After all, being alone with a sexy woman is so different than being all by yourself watching porn. Jerking that little stick while imagining satisfying a woman the same way those real men do. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just that boy brain of yours knows what happens when you're with a woman. You always come too soon. I'm sure you'd be proud of yourself if you lasted more than a minute. But you know deep down inside, that little smile she gives you afterward is sheer pity. It's always so cute when boys come too soon. I'm even sure you know just what would happen if I were to slide up next to you in bed in a lacy little thong and sheer bra that you just can't take your eyes off of. I wonder how long it would take for your weak brain to start thinking of how good it would feel to slide your cock deep inside me and then see it drenched in my juices because you made me come over and over again. But we both know what really happens. That little seed of doubt starts to make you anxious. And when would you notice that nervous feeling start to appear? I'm sure you can imagine how your cock would start to stiffen the moment your hand started to gently run across the smooth skin of my body. How it becomes so difficult to stay calm and focused when you cup my breast and find that hard nipple pressing against your finger through the lacy fabric of my bra. But you wind up squeezing a little too hard like an inexperienced teenager. You boys are always so impatient. That boy brain of yours is always jumping ahead. As if one thought just jumps to the next and you're already further into the experience than she is. Like now, seeing me looking so sexy makes you want to touch. And as soon as you do, you're drawn to my breath, which of course immediately makes you think of my sweet, warm, tight pussy. Your cock is already aching while I'm just getting started. Your body thinks of coming before I've even become wet. It's just that boy brain. As your fingers slide down across my stomach, and down over those tiny little panties. Your excitement starts to build, just like that seed of doubt. Worries start to form of if I'll be satisfied. Your throbbing heart is increasing your anxiety. You want so much not to pop too early and leave me unsatisfied. But you know you always come too soon. Maybe I won't be so disappointed if I come. Is that what you're thinking? Is that why your hand slides under the fabric of my panties and starts to slowly stroke those smooth pussy lips? Perhaps you think you're clever when you start to kiss and lick my neck, while your fingers start to slip inside my perfect pussy to hide that anxious look on your face. And that boy brain that always makes you come too soon starts jumping ahead again, feeling my pussy wrap tight around your fingers immediately makes you think of how good it will feel when that same sweet pussy is wrapped tight around your cock. My moans fill your ears as your fingertips slide up and rub against that little clit. Hearing me start to come makes you want to come. And that's all you can think about right now. It would make you feel like such a man to see me come like this over and over again with your cock deep inside me. But we both know you'll come too soon. Wonder if I were to straddle you and you could feel those wet panties rubbing against your rock-hard cock. It might be too much. The slightest bit of friction might make you pop. That fear is already building, getting stronger. Your cock strains against my panties as I unhook my bra and reveal those large, full tits. Your boy brain just wants to squeeze them and bury your face in them. Silly boy, you know you should slow down, but every part of your body just wants to come. I know how easy it is to tease you. I know that when I lean down to taunt your hungry lips with my hard nipples, that it's going to cause my panties to slide against the head of your begging cock. You'll worry that the friction is simply too much. You'll worry about coming before you've even had a chance to prove yourself. You try to think about other things, but your cock doesn't let you think about anything else. The more you feel my breast grazing your skin, those wet panties causing that friction, it's all you can think about. You just want to come so bad. And of course, the more you start to think about it, the greater the urgency becomes. And while your lips finally get to suck on those hard nipples, it makes my body start to squirm with pleasure. And those panties just tease your cock a little too much. I wonder if it is your desperation to prove that you can satisfy a woman like me that makes you roll me over onto my back, probably hoping I won't notice that little bit of dribble oozing out of your aching cock as you slide my wet panties down my leg, revealing that sweet, wet destination that your cock is begging to reach. I know how badly your boy brain wants to come. I can see it while you're on your knees between my legs. Your dry mouth and pleading eyes tell me everything I need to know. I know you'll come too soon. I know you'll come the moment you're inside me. Perhaps even sooner. Maybe that's like girls like me like to tease boys like you. Maybe that's why I hold you back and just make you watch while one of my hands slowly makes its way down to my smooth pussy, just glistening with my juices from the only sort of orgasm you could give me, while the other hand playfully squeezes and teases one of my large, round breasts. Perhaps I know that your boy brain imagines sliding in and out of my tight little pussy when you see my fingers plunging deep inside that wet little piece of heaven, sliding in and out, making you a little bit jealous. Because all your mind can think of is your cock sliding in and out. Hoping you're big enough. Hoping you'll last long enough. Hoping it's enough to make me come. But that seed of doubt has grown to an overwhelming, undeniable point. Your teenage-like excitement is getting the best of you. A million worrisome thoughts run through your mind as you strain to hold back, watching how I bring myself the pleasure that you simply can't. You might begin to wonder if I'm going to tell people you know how you came too soon. You might be thinking of me with my girlfriends having a drink, giggling over that boy. That weak-minded, teenage-like boy that came too soon. Or maybe you're worried that I'll laugh uncontrollably when you come too soon. You might even be wondering if I knew all along that you always come too soon. It's okay, boy. We both know how this story ends. After all, each and every time you're with a woman, she's always disappointed and unsatisfied, and you'll always come too soon. Your weak boy brain is just too overstimulated, watching me moan with pleasure, wishing your cock could make me come like this. You want to fuck like real men do. But we both know that any time you get the chance to prove yourself, you just come too soon. It's the story of your life. You want to be different, but you just can't help yourself. I could prove it to you. I could slide those wet fingers out of my pussy and gently rub your cock with them. I could stroke you just a little bit. I could tell you to make me come with your aching cock. But the doubt has simply grown too large. Your body is hot with worry, and you bend down to push inside my hot pussy. But as soon as you feel the smooth skin of my pussy lips graze the head of your cock, you come. You come too soon. It's okay, baby. I never expected anything more. I knew you'd come too soon. You always do. Anytime you're lucky enough to be with a woman, you come too soon. But don't worry. Girls like me can always spot a boy brain like yours, so you never really stood a chance. But it's our little secret. In a moment, you'll wake up and out of trance. And we don't have to tell anyone how you couldn't satisfy yet another woman. I'll just do what all the other women you know do. I'll just smile at you and pretend you didn't come too soon. You can just quietly accept the truth about yourself as you start to rise up now from the depths of trance. Little by little, your body can become more aware of the little sounds around you. As soon as you can hear your own breathing, then you can let those tired, heavy eyes start to open. And you can wake from trance and take a little time to think about how you always come too soon.